Welcome to the Weekly Hijack.
Hello, everyone.
Everyone, welcome.
All you everybody.
We're back with Once Upon a Time.
We had to do a little powwow together, try to figure out what actually happened last half season. Yeah.
We had no trouble. It's been 3 months, and it was
very foggy in our brains. But yeah, they caught us up decently well through just little cues here and there.
Yeah, I figured they would, and we remembered some things that had happened beforehand. Actually, I didn't catch the name of this episode, did you?
I did not, actually.
So this is this episode.
This episode.
the first coming back after a while.
It was called The First Coming Back After a While. I think that'd be a great episode title. It's probably called Belief Is Everything You Want It to Be.
Sure, we'll go with that. Something along those lines. One thing I was a little surprised by, they sort of didn't really wrap up the vision because you still have Gideon. He's still going to be trying to accomplish what he did in the vision. Although I am curious, I noticed Emma was wearing something completely different.
Exactly. Here. So I didn't know if it was. I didn't know if it was just you're delaying it and it'll keep coming.
Although they broke the sword apparently.
Unless they'll probably reforge it next episode
with the sword. Sword that was broken.
Yeah. There you go. I couldn't tell whether it was like we're changing fate or just. Oh, now she knows she doesn't have to accept it. I don't know. Because I wasn't even that worried because she wasn't wearing the same thing.
Yeah.
Which I would not even have necessarily caught, except they showed a flashback of it.
Yeah, right, just before.
So I'm like, oh, this isn't even the time.
Yeah. And it's interesting. But where do you want to start with?
We're going to start with alternate world.
Alternate world, which is where Bizarro world, which is where we spent most of this episode.
Yeah, honestly. It was actually kind of interesting. I enjoyed Bizarro world.
It was a lot of fun, if nothing else, just because we got to see Potbellied Hook.
Actually, the reason for watching once is to watch these ridiculous scenes that you can only get when they've... I mean, everyone is the same age, even though they're all brothers and sisters and fathers and sons and grandfathers and stuff. But there's just some really fun scenes that they don't take themselves too seriously. It's just like, oh, I'm glad I got to see Potbelly.
I always think that it's sort of a playful tweak of he's got quite the popular fan base Hook does, especially on the like tumblers and things like that. So to see like this old, ugly, gnarly Hook is kind of fun. Yeah.
And I have to say, I kind of enjoy, where was he, Pinocchio? I don't know. Yeah. They've done a good job with, they use him sparingly, so he's always kind of cool. You know,
it was funny. When you saw him in Storybrooke, I was almost like, oh, I forgot you were still alive, actually. Because like some of these characters, you know, you just don't see for a while. But I remember he had gone through some weird stuff, so I couldn't remember if he was actually...
Yeah, because he was a puppet again for a while.
Yeah, he was a puppet again for a while. I think he was a boy, he was a little kid. He's had like a lot of characters in Once Upon a Time, he's had a strange life.
Yeah, everyone's had a very strange life. I mean, you got your bona fide Disney theology in this with the whole like...
You just have to believe.
Believe and be whatever you want. I'm like, if that would help, then half these characters could have had a lot easier life to begin with.
It's like they should just believe and they wouldn't have to gone through all this.
Yeah.
Actually, too, I feel like I should call some shenanigans on the whole wardrobe thing. Because if I remember right, I think they just – the wardrobe – or not wardrobe, whatever, the tree thing – was more like a safety pod to survive the curse. It wasn't an actual portal, from what I recall.
Well, I can't remember how it got to the other world, though. Or no,
they put Emma in there, and knowing the curse was going to happen.
But they didn't. But it was outside of Storybrooke, even, because otherwise she wouldn't have been able to get out of Storybrooke. So I don't remember. I think there's. I'm calling shenanigans. I'm moving an entire tree and finishing it while in the like day and a half that the queen's gone.
Okay, true.
I mean,
or cutting a tree down with a chisel, apparently.
I can't use my normal tools, but I can move this whole thing into my workshop just for fun. You don't. Oh, this show. I don't know. I mean, it's fun to talk about and watch, but it's just kind of ridiculous. The queen they had some fun conversation with Robin Hood. I'm glad there's Robin Hood back, even though he's not the same guy.
So yeah.
It'll be interesting how they deal with that.
Alternate universe Robin Hood, which is...
A Robin of Loxley. He's not even Robin Hood, technically.
Yeah, that's true. Robin of Loxley. Yeah. Then it's just easier to call him Robin Hood.
I know, but it'll be interesting if they actually try to develop... do some interesting thing with this relationship where it's like they just start falling back into like...
Old habits. Yeah, it's... it'll be tricky because, yeah, he's not quite the same guy. He doesn't have that kind of same charm or swagger that the original Robin Hood did.
Yeah, or I mean, he's kind of a sad character.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens here. I really thought they were going to do something else with the alternate Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah, it seemed like they missed a fun opportunity to bring. It would have been really cool to see old evil Rumpelstiltskin with Mr. Gold, force him to face off against his more.
Well, especially since we had the whole Evil Queen clone going around this season. It'd be an interesting.
Which I guess she's still around, right?
She's a snake.
Oh, they turned her into a snake.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
And then we still have this whole, like, we need to save Agrabah thing, which might come up. And then it was kind of intriguing. Gideon apparently wants to save a different realm.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to know what realm this is, just because I'm always curious about that.
Oh, you mean, wait, are you talking about Agrabah still, or?
No. But, well, Agrabah needs to save, but Gideon wants to save a different realm. Oh, you know, there's all these realms that need of saviors, and apparently everyone just desperately needs Emma.
Yeah, even though, like you said, there's plenty of heroes around.
Everyone else is a hero. She's the only savior we had ever met before.
Well, Aladdin.
Was kind of a lame one. I mean, he was a savior all 5 minutes before he bought the shears.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it was one episode.
It's yeah. So, yep, this is too much. I'm done. But yeah, we didn't see them at all in this, which is fine, but I'd be curious
if
they're still around or are they just going to kind of fade into the background?
Yeah, normally once is not bad, but they'll bring people in. Every once in a while, we have an ongoing joke of certain people just faded into the background and never, ever shown up again.
Yeah, like the mirror guy.
The glass, you mean?
Yeah,
he comes back and forth though. They'll talk about. I mean, the guy,
about. Yeah, but I mean, he was
we were talking about Maleficent. Well, and her daughter.
Okay, that's true.
I mean, that's like totally like
they haven't
end of a season, and then like
never
nothing.
Been brought up again. Yeah, that's true.
And I'm fine if you decide it's not going to work, but it would be nice to see like they're flying over the countryside practicing or something.
Yeah, no, it's true. But I mean, there are some season one characters who were a big deal
and they've kind of gone. Yeah, it's true.
And I assume that Jorge Garcia Giant is still around somewhere, but we don't see him at all. No.
And then you've got the Bell Rumple thing,
which is always an involving relationship. That's interesting.
Yeah, that last conversation was very odd, and not bad odd, but it was just.
Yeah,
I missed some. I couldn't follow a little bit of it.
It was hard to tell where they were going with it. It was interesting that Rumple said that. He didn't really want his son to walk in his footsteps, to have his addiction.
And I can buy that. I can buy that. He said, I'm just who I am. I'm going to just deal with it. But not want other people to do the same thing.
Yeah.
I can get that.
Yeah, that's interesting. He's a very complicated character. Every time you think you've got him pegged, he'll do something that's slightly different, but...
And still makes sense,
yeah.
Well, except that whole, like, I'm just going to turn evil randomly this season.
Well, yeah.
But, And Belle's, you know, and I thought it was interesting, Belle saying, you can rationalize evil very easily, you know. So, like, she's almost understanding a little more of Rumpelishness.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know what to make of Gideon right now, honestly. Because all we have is his word that he was tortured, kind of, or had a bad childhood. And would take a savior. But I don't trust him very far.
No.
So he's hard to read right now. I don't know, you know, what kind of guy is this?
There seems to be something going on. Because he seems, the way he was, how angry he was at the end, that wasn't just I didn't get my way, I'll try again. That was, he seemed to be holding some sort of grudge almost against her. And I don't know how or why, and maybe that's something that we'll find out later on the season.
So, I mean, kind of a relatively normal half-season start, but not, you know... Answer some of our questions, has some things that are like, oh, this could be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Definitely some potential. We'll just have to see how it all plays out.
Some just fun scenes, which you don't have a fun scene for once and you're just not having any fun.
True.
No snow, so Zach would enjoy that.
Well, she was asleep.
She was asleep, yeah.
You were saying you wanted to have Zach come in for next time.
It's probably more Prince Charming and Hook, which actually could be fun. It was fun. I did notice this episode. They're working together really. What, you know, they there was that whole struggle. They didn't much trust each other. And
yeah, I think they have a much better trust of each other now.
Yeah, which I enjoy.
I'm curious. Does I'm guessing since the sleep is an enchanted sleep, I was wondering about this too. Is like, does that mean the Prince Charming doesn't get any sleep until he
kisses out, as they yeah, say. Or I'm guessing, though, since it's like an enchanted sleep, you can probably just sleep normally.
I think that would be my guess. Yeah. And they just...
Yeah, he just didn't. So that would make sense.
Emma acted well this time. And I love also in the alternate world that... They just tell people, yeah, this was going on. Like, oh, okay, we're on alternate myself. You know, they just kind of...
Well, in the fairy tale world,
it's great when they say, so this is what's happening. And it sounds ridiculous. Like, yeah, that's what's happening.
It's probably a lot easier to convince people in a enchanted forest about crazy stuff than it would be in our world.
Yeah, that's true. So, yeah, fun-ish sort of.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's Once Upon a Time for
you. All right, there you go, guys. That was episode what we just watched.
We'll probably run into some trouble with this bit. As you know from last season, we weren't on time very much at all. But
and I'm in Brazil for 3 Sundays.
Yeah, that's going to be the biggest challenge of this part of the season, that you're going to be not only out of town, but out of country.
Out of country. And I won't be watching Once Upon a Time in Brazil. It'd be very complicated.
That would
not worth the internet.
Expense.
At that time, yes. So
we'll have a little bit of a hiatus, and we'll miss some episodes. So be forewarned, that's going to happen, and we'll let you know when that happens.
Or as another Disney character would say, be prepared. Man, we have Scar on this.
It's hard to do Lion King.
Oh, but he would be transformed into a human. They could just throw something.
Have just a really big wig on.
Yeah, it'd be great. He'd be a human, but he just have this crazy hair, and he had the, you know, snarly voice.
Either that, or you do it like cat style.
Then the network's like, okay, you're done.
we've stood by for a lot, but
because we got the dragon. I mean, they'll move people in who, or you know, we That's had even one that one of the mice. From Cinderella was a human for a while.
Oh, yeah.
They could do it.
Yeah, they could. Well, they had Mickey, actually, for a little bit. I mean, he was an actual mouse. But yeah. It was cute. Anyway, we're going to wrap this up.
All right, that's it.
So thanks for listening, guys. Until next time, this is Tim.
This is Nick.
Good night.